Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick off today's episode with something quite unique at the intersection of technology and environmental design: desktop aquatic ecosystems. The Tanks for Nothing project reimagines the traditional aquarium, fitting an entire riverbed inspired ecosystem just beneath your monitor. Using NeoPixel LED lights, these custom tanks adapt their spectrum and intensity throughout the day, not only creating a stunning ambience, but also mimicking natural cycles found in the wild. The real magic comes with the integration of open-source ReefPy software, originally designed for automating reef tanks but repurposed here. ReefPy enables fine-grained control over lighting, feeding, and even water filtration, all from a simple web dashboard, letting users tweak their mini ecosystem in real time. Not only do these aquariums brighten up workspaces, but live aquatic plants help refresh the air and offer subtle humidity control, a bonus for anyone battling dry office conditions. Plus, having a vibrant living tank within arm's reach can help reduce stress, fostering a more balanced and health-conscious work environment. It's a testament to how open-source solutions can find unexpected harmony with ecological design. Shifting gears, let's tackle a big topic for Linux enthusiasts: multi-GPU support and the ongoing evolution of Open Graphics. Intel has doubled down on its commitment to open platforms by pushing Project Battle Matrix alongside the Arc Pro B-series GPUs. This collaborative push brings sophisticated multi-GPU support to Linux, especially the pending Ubuntu 26.04 LTS release. In benchmark tests, users noted better frame rates, lower power draw, and memory savings, positioning Linux as a formidable platform for graphics-heavy workloads. Cruising further into the graphics world, let's talk about NVIDIA's CUDA platform and why it matters so much. CUDA is more than just software. It's a vast suite of command sets and libraries that extract every ounce of performance from NVIDIA's GPUs, powering everything from AI workloads to scientific computing. Despite AMD and Intel rivaling NVIDIA's hardware on paper, their software stacks have struggled to keep up, which makes a world of difference for developers. NVIDIA's approach is almost Apple-like, curating a tightly integrated ecosystem where hardware and software are refined together for seamless operation. This edge cements NVIDIA's position at the top of AI computing and raises the stakes for competitors who seek to break into this market. Of course, all these advances bring their own risks as software becomes ever more central and complex. That brings us directly to cybersecurity and the recent push to tackle critical vulnerabilities across popular Linux distributions. Two issues, Dirty Frag and Copy Fail, have made headlines, pushing maintainers to roll out rapid patches, especially for Linux 7.0.6. These flaws underscore the crucial need for proactive monitoring and security hygiene, both at home and enterprise levels. Complicating matters, Google's latest research revealed that artificial intelligence now plays a significant role in the creation of zero-day exploits. Automated systems can churn out vulnerabilities faster than ever before, making it a race for defenders to spot and patch holes before attackers strike. As AI becomes more powerful, security teams must adopt smarter, adaptive tools while also cultivating a culture of transparency and responsible disclosure. Let's leave the digital trenches for a moment and dive into one of the most fascinating economies, virtual markets, inside video games. The world of Counter-Strike 2, CS2, now hosts an estimated $8 billion in virtual asset trading, blurring the line between gaming and real-world finance. Rare in-game items, whether knives or skins, have become serious investment opportunities, driving entire cottage industries. What's striking is how companies like Valve have shifted their marketing strategies to capitalize on rarity, pattern recognition, and social status inside games. For many, in-game markets represent a bold new frontier in digital commerce, with implications for law, ethics, and fiscal regulation. It's a world where a perfectly patterned skin could cost tens of thousands of dollars, and where algorithmic trading bots operate right alongside human collectors. Staying with innovative solutions, let's spotlight a small invention with outsized environmental impact, the Bird Feed R. David Groom's creation leverages an Arduino microcontroller and machine vision. Using real-time object detection, the feeder senses when a squirrel approaches and activates a gentle deterrent, keeping the seeds for the birds. This idea highlights a creative crossover between hobbyist electronics and ecological mindfulness, all built on open-source software and accessible hardware. The project brings attention to how small-scale automation and clever engineering can actually foster better harmony with urban wildlife. Let's swing back to operating systems, where Fedora's latest Hummingbird project is reshaping how Linux is built, delivered, and updated. Fedora Hummingbird is all about containers and rolling updates, mixing the stability of LTS releases with the cutting-edge benefits of continuous delivery. This approach offers rapid access to new software without sacrificing system reliability, an enormous boon for both everyday users and power users alike. Community-driven development remains at the very center, making sure that transparency and open contributions stay core to Fedora's vision. Speaking of open standards, let's go to the very backbone of multimedia, HDMI. The HDMI forum has announced key improvements, specifically HDMI FRL and FRL DSC support, arriving via the AMD GPU driver. These upgrades are on track for the mainline Linux kernel, coming with the 7.2 release cycle, promising better bandwidth and crisper visuals. For users, this could mean smoother gaming, higher resolutions, and expanded compatibility across hardware platforms. Next up, the smartphone space is heating up, with Motorola preparing to launch the Razr Fold in India. Scheduled for May 13th, this folding handset boasts an 8.1-inch LTPO OLED display and runs on Qualcomm's Snapdragon 8 Gen 5 chip. Motorola is positioning the Razr Fold to directly challenge stalwarts like the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 7, priming the market for more innovation. It's indicative of how hardware design continues to blur boundaries, with legacy brands reinventing themselves to stay relevant in the premium sector. On the operating system front, let's check in with Haiku OS, a project modeled after the classic BOS but thoroughly modernized. The latest updates bring multi-core symmetric multiprocessing to ARM64 builds, a dramatic boost for compatibility and real-world performance. Developers report that applications now launch faster, utilize hardware more effectively, and consume less energy overall. This progress highlights the resilience and adaptability of niche operating systems, especially when they maintain their community roots. Shifting into the cloud, there's growing buzz around the tools underpinning foundation model training on AWS. The industry is finding that success hinges not just on massive pre-training, but on fine-tuning and orchestrating resources intelligently. AWS is rolling out specialized stacks for managing distributed training, resource allocation, and rapid scaling. These advances promise greater efficiency for machine learning practitioners, bridging the gap between research and production deployment. Just as with GPUs, the tools around foundational AI models matter as much as the core technology itself. Speaking of foundational change, let's address the growing debate around AI-generated code, especially in trusted open-source projects like OpenBSD. More patches and submissions are coming from AI systems, raising tough questions about authorship, provenance, and future maintainability. The OpenBSD community is now at a crossroads. Should it lay down guidelines or exclude certain forms of machine-generated code altogether? At its core, open source is about trust, transparency, and collaboration, and navigating these waters will shape how communities approach innovation for years to come. In other OS news, Microsoft is quietly testing a low-latency profile for Windows 11. The idea is to temporarily spike CPU clock speeds when launching apps, cutting down wait times for everyday users. Yet questions linger regarding battery life and heat output, especially on laptops where these factors are always a balancing act. It's another reminder that even as we strive for ever faster operation, energy efficiency and thermal management remain key concerns for every OS developer. Looking at the broader picture, these diverse projects, from advanced Linux kernels to eco-aware gadgets, reveal a fascinating convergence. Progress is no longer only about raw performance or digital prowess, but also about integrating sustainability and responsibility at every level. This movement is found in inventive hardware like custom desk aquariums, in smarter code, in tighter security, and in greener solutions. Such developments underscore the idea that our digital and ecological futures are more intertwined than ever before. Whether you're tuning your GPU drivers, locking down your servers, or simply enjoying a thriving desktop ecosystem, every little improvement is shaping our collective landscape. As open source technologies continue to evolve, so too does our understanding of how to build purposeful, robust, and sustainable systems. That's all for this week. An exploration across a vibrant spectrum where software, hardware, and sustainability meet. Thanks for listening.